From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Islamic State forces flee a government complex in Ramadi. Iraqi military commanders say they have gained control of the main government compound in the city of Ramadi, and that engineers were still clearing the site of explosive devices left behind by fleeing Islamic State fighters. By late Sunday, Iraqi forces were still hours or more away from declaring total victory. Monitors and security sources say a UN-brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed. The delay follows Friday's killing of anti-government rebel leader Zahran Alush. Alush was expected to guarantee safe passage to the jihadists. Details of his death remain unclear. Some reports say Alush was killed in an airstrike by government forces. Others say the airstrike was done by the Russians. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Sunday, "It is up to Muslims to improve the world's opinion of Islam." During a speech at the opening ceremony of the International Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran, President Rouhani said Muslims must remove Islam's negative image from today's cyber and real space. He criticized Muslims for being silent in the face of all killings and bloodshed in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for an attack in northeastern Kenya Sunday that killed two police officers. A statement on a pro-Al-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a Kenyan military convoy as it left the town of El Wak, bound for Mandera. This is VOA News. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni hopes to restart peace negotiations Monday between the government of Burundi and Burundian opposition groups. The talks in Kampala are backed by the East African Community and the United Nations Security Council. They are aimed at restoring peace and security in Burundi following months of violence in the capital Bujumbura and other parts of the country. Afghanistan and Pakistan have pledged jointly to work for an early resumption of peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. They agreed to deal sternly with insurgent groups who refused to stop committing acts of violence. The pledge came Sunday during talks in Kabul between visiting Pakistani military chief General Rahil Sharif and Afghan leaders. The United States is experiencing weather that is unusual for this time of year. Several tornadoes struck the southern state of Texas on Saturday, leaving a number of people dead and destroying a number of houses in the Dallas area. Pedro Barano is a police spokesman from Garland.
It's been confirmed that last night at approximately 6:45 p.m., a tornado struck the southeast part of Garland in the area of I-30 and the George Bush Turnpike. A number of homes, apartments, businesses, as well as vehicles were struck and damaged from this tornado. We have confirmed 8 fatalities here in the Garland area from this storm.
The Weather Channel said the severe weather is a result of winter storm Goliath. The storm is emerging from the western U.S. and colliding with a warm air mass in the American South. Parts of Texas and neighboring Oklahoma are also bracing for what could be a crippling blizzard with as much as 45 centimeters of snow. Chicago police, called to deal with a domestic dispute, ended up fatally shooting a 19-year-old man and a 55-year-old woman Saturday. Because both victims are black, the story exacerbates already tense relations between police and the minority community, the city that is already under a U.S. Justice Department investigation for a previous shooting. The police department said when its officers arrived on the scene, they were confronted by a combative subject, resulting in the discharging of the officer's weapon, fatally wounding 2 individuals. Israeli forces shot and killed 2 Palestinians who stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the West Bank. The military said the attackers stabbed the soldier at a gas station near the Harara crossing near the city of Nablus. Israeli officials say the soldier was moderately wounded. Earlier Sunday, a Palestinian stabbed and injured a soldier near Jerusalem's main bus station. A security guard apprehended the attacker, who was taken into police custody. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.